Hello, welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host, Matthew Roberts. This is Season 5, Episode 74 of this daily study podcast. Thanks for joining us, and apologies for last week. There was a number of factors which led to me not doing... I still did study, but in terms of not any recording or so last week. I was unwell toward the end of last week. And kind of the start of the week, of the previous week, and then at the start of last week, I wasn't very well. And then there was a number of things that happened at the start of the week that just meant that we got very little sleep, lots of things to try and sort out. Our son was ill in the middle of the week, and it was suspected to have chicken pox for the second time in a year, which, because of his reduced immunity, due to his chemotherapy, and so we had that to deal with. And then by the time that was kind of resolved and sorted, it was the end of the week, and so I just thought, you know what, I'll just wait till next week to start recording my study and sharing that with you. So back to it again this week, which is lovely because it is the week of Easter, and I have got an added bonus, really, or an added reason to reflect on the things that I've been studying this week about Easter. Because I've got a talk at the end of this week to share as well, which is a wonderful blessing, really, to be able to speak and to reflect on the Easter week. And so studying this and kind of recording what I study through audio will be helpful for me to kind of think about what I want to share. So we're going to... reflect on this, and actually I hope you enjoyed conference as well. I mean, that's another reason why I just kind of left it for the weekend, because we had conference at the weekend, and there was a lot of wonderful messages there. It was a great talk by Elder Gary E. Stevenson, who was the first speaker at the conference, and he spoke about Easter. Basically, some of the points he made were exactly some of the points I was thinking about making in my talk, so I might just kind of magpie a few phrases from him when I do speak. But he spoke about Easter and the need to make it an important celebration in our Christian calendar in the year. That Christmas is probably often more celebrated by us and for a longer time, and by the world in general, of course. But this is probably not the way it should be, that we only have Christmas because of Easter. So I think this is a wonderful reminder for us. And so what we're going to do is we're going to study each of the days leading up to Easter and what happened on those days, any messages we learn from it. Of course, you know, I don't think we're going to go too in depth, because we are going to study these things again in a few weeks' time as part of our New Testament study. But to make this a study of the week leading up to the Saviour, and to make this a tradition for ourselves, just like when with Christmas we read Luke chapter 2 and we read the Christmas story, trying to find a way that we make this a tradition of studying the Easter season and how what an important time period that was. So we'll begin with Palm Sunday. Now this is a really important day, and one which I think that I have always overlooked in the past. And we find it in Matthew chapter 21, verses 6 to 11, in terms of where we're going to study it this week. And this is a big moment, really, for these people, that Jesus arrives in Jerusalem. And, of course, many of the prophecies of the Messiah in the Old Testament had spoken about how the Messiah would come to Jerusalem, how he would be riding on a donkey, how he would be there to save the people, and how he would redeem them from captivity. And they very much saw themselves being in captivity, of course, to the Romans, and how they were in a state where they needed salvation. Of course, what the people didn't understand at that point was that the Saviour would be saving them from a much more bigger enemy, which was sin and death. But as he arrived in Jerusalem, they... In verse 8 and 9 it says, "And a very great multitude spread out their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So they are praising, they are celebrating. There is a huge atmosphere as the Saviour enters. Just recently, I teach in a what's called a Church of England school. This is probably a foreign concept to those who are listening from the States, where there is a complete separation of church and state. But here in the UK, I mean, the majority of schools are, you know, community primary schools where, you know, there is no, I mean, we learn about religion, we learn about different religions and things like that, but there aren't any prayers said or hymns sung or anything like that in it, or kind of things taught or preached in schools. But there are some schools that are faith schools, and there's two generally types. There's Roman Catholic schools and there's Church of England schools. And I teach in a Church of England school. You don't have to be a member of that specific church to be in a Church of England school, although the Roman Catholic schools, it's a bit more strict. And if you're one of the leaders in the school, it's expected you're a practicing Catholic. So I don't teach in a Catholic school. But Church of England schools, they just expect you to kind of promote Christian values, which, you know, being a Christian, I'm very, very, I feel very able to do. So we do have some elements of religious instruction in our school. We of course have a diversity of children and things like that. Not everyone is expected to be a Christian, but there is elements of Christian faith and values and anticipation toward Christmas and Easter that wouldn't necessarily be found in other schools. And we had a group visit us a couple of weeks ago who gave a portrayal of the Easter story, and I thought it was a wonderful portrayal of how the events, particularly Palm Sunday, particularly Peter's perspective when he denied the Christ and then heard the news and saw the Saviour. This was just a really wonderful reminder to the children and to us about the meaning of Easter. And they focused quite a bit on the Palm Sunday and about how that was, you know, his triumphal entry. And they sung some songs. And when I say songs, I don't mean kind of hymns that we sing that are like quiet and ponderful. Reflective, but rather kind of praiseful songs. And it really got across just the atmosphere and the joy and the expectation that the people had when the Saviour came into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday. Elder D. Todd Christofferson said, quote, "Perhaps the disciples thought this was a turning point, the moment when the Jewish world would finally recognise Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah. But the Saviour understood that many of the shouts of praise and acclamation would be temporary. He knew that soon he would ascend to the Mount of Olives and there, alone in Gethsemane, take upon himself the sins of the world." Close quote. As we reflect on Palm Sunday, and I noticed at General Conference just gone, you know, this weekend, that they mentioned it being Palm Sunday very often. Let's reflect on just the magnitude of what it was that happened on that day, that many prophecies of the Old Testament were fulfilled, that Jesus was recognized and celebrated as the arriving Savior and Redeemer and Messiah. And even though as the week went on, people would start to leave him, we recognize him as that Messiah. And do we, with the same energy, excitement, triumph and expectation, do we welcome him into our lives and invite him to save us now? And do we sing Hosanna? I think that's an important message to take from that. Palm Sunday is, you know, a really significant moment in the Holy Week. And so I'm grateful that we're able to reflect on that and to learn from it. Thank you so much for studying with us today. Please do join us as we continue through the week. Obviously, it'll be Wednesday tomorrow when the episode goes out, and we'll try and catch up with the Monday and Tuesday events. And eventually, we'll catch up with all the events as we work through our way through the week leading up to the Easter weekend. Please do join with us, share the podcast, and look forward to your daily study bite-sized chunks coming back to you each day this week and going forwards, hopefully. Thank you very much for your time, and until we meet again.